All right, we will call to order the meeting of the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board on August 14th at 7 p.m. We will have Casey Anderson give us our invocation and Justin Whipple will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in Heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to meet and serve the people in Bunkerville. We ask you to bless us that we'll be wise in our decisions and with the best interests of those around us in our minds. And we thank you for this beautiful area that we have to live in and the people that are here and the associations that brings us. Father, we ask you to bless those around us that they'll be able to have the things that they need. And we ask you to bless our leaders of our county, state, and nation, that they'll be able to lead us in a way that is beneficial to all of us. Father, we ask these things and say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and for roll call, we have Laren Abbott present, Vernon Pollock, Justin Whipple, and Casey Anderson. Brian Haviland is not present. Okay. All right, item two is public comment for anything on the agenda for anyone who may need to leave before we start that section. If we get, there is the public comment at the end is for anything that's not on the agenda. There will be a public comment after you do your presentation. Correct? So,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so no public comment. Item three is approval of the minutes for the last meeting, July 31st.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as listed, posted for, July 31st.
Okay, moved by Vern Pollock, seconded by Casey Anderson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item four, approval of tonight's agenda, August 14th, hold, combine, or delete. Any items?
I'll move that we approve the agenda as is.
I'll second.
Moved by Casey Anderson, seconded by Justin Whipple. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Item five, no informational items. Item six, planning and zoning. So this is you, SJD Farm LLC. Will you please come up and tell us your name and spell your last name and then give us your presentation.
Hi, my name is Guy. This is Allie. We work together. I own the zoo. I own the zoo and this parcel over here. So we're asking tonight for, I guess it's something to do about the, Allie will give the specifics about this. But I'd like to, before I get into that, I would like to, and I'll do my best to remain calm and mellow. But guys, for 10 years, I've been getting hassled by my neighbors. And with all due respect, it's time for you guys to step up. If you are the quote unquote government board for here, this is your time to step up and be men.
Okay.
So,
I need to intercede there.
What?
It is not, I would like to intercede for one moment. It is not their position.
Okay.
To step up. They are an advisory board to Clark County Commission, and if you have issues with property lines, with neighbors, you can give me those issues. I will give them to either the police or code enforcement, and they will take care of them. They are not trained in doing those kind of things. They can listen to you and listen to everything you have to say, but there is nothing they can do about it.
Understood.
I just want you to understand that. Because I don't want you to feel that they're like not taking care of you or anything, because they do everything people ask of them here. But their power is not unending. They cannot just.
But these
intercede.
Are the wise men for Bunkerville. And as you said, this is the advisory board.
And
my experience, we catch a lot more flies with honey than vinegar.
Yes, we do.
Which is why I'm politely, respectfully, and calmly stepping up to make you aware of something you probably don't know. Number one, my zoo property. I have one parcel that crosses over the Virgin River and is on the south side of the river. My neighbor will not allow me to use my property and gets physical and is threatening, and the police will not do anything. The last time that I've had a cop get up there and get involved was Otto Foster, and then I had his boss and some other cop telling me, don't talk to him, he's a dirty cop, like he's not on your phone. But every time I go to fence my property, Cliven takes the fencing down. When I phone the police, they say, what do you want us to do? And this has progressed and deteriorated over the past 9-10 years to the point now where I put a vehicle there to stop them from driving on my property. There's a ditch that, just so you understand, there is a ditch that goes across my property that the Linettis are using for to irrigate land. I believe is the crux of this whole thing. So the Bundys feel that they have the right to that property and I don't, despite the fact that I purchased that property. So when I put fencing up, Cliven takes it down. If I go over there to check on what's happening over there, I don't know his name, but the little guy is extremely aggressive. And I emphasize extremely aggressive. Last time he came at me, he was like in a UTV, but he's like a little coward. He has two kids with him. Like he makes sure there's children between me and him. But this has been going on for a long time. It's been 10 years and it's enough. So we're at the point now where they have stolen a vehicle. It's not towed, they've stolen a vehicle. So I'm pissed. To be blunt, I'm really pissed. So they've stolen my farm vehicle. I called Metro PD, and the guy wants to know, well, how do I know it's my, how can I prove it's my vehicle? I said, well, I have the ignition keys, all my information's in the glove box, but it was unlicensed because it was a farm vehicle. Well, do I have pictures that I can demonstrate that it's mine? The guy wouldn't even talk to me on the phone, wouldn't even meet with me. This is a Metro PD overtake. Are you aware of this, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question. When you put up a fence and then it's taken down.
Yes.
I mean, you can prove that, all right? Like you have a picture, you say, here's my fence, this is my property, I have a property line. So then you have a legal right to enjoy your property and then nothing happens.
Yes, I have a legal right to enjoy the property.
But somebody else wants to enjoy it more than you, so they tear down the fence.
Yeah, so Cliven takes away the fencing stuff. And all I get is that, hey, there's a water, they've been using this for so long to get the water across the property. What they interpret is I'm not allowed to be on that property or use my property over there. So this is not right. I've been bullied about this for 10 years. It's over. And the fact of stealing my vehicle is like that was the bottom line. Like, I mean, like the abuse I've had over there is over the top. And it's unending. And I'd like you guys to, I understand that you're an advisory board and you don't have judicial, etc. But perhaps using your wisdom and tactful skills, we can gently coerce these guys. But the bottom line is, we're going to fence this again. We've just received.
So take a picture of it, and then take a picture of it when it's down, and say,
100%.
What am I going
to
do?
And that's literally why I'm telling you today.
Maybe, unfortunately, in today's world too, we have to have the security cameras showing what happens, which is a pain in the butt to put a security camera on an area that's fairly remote. But then we have proof of who's doing what.
Fish and Wildlife has given us a substantial amount of money for fencing. And we can use part of that for cameras as well. But the reason I'm telling you about this tonight is so that in the best case scenario, everything's cool. If the fence disappears or whatever, and I show up again, it's not going to be, oh, this is the first time we're ever hearing about this. So we will take pictures, we will document, we will do all of that. But the abuse has been unending. It's like Ryan is throwing cars in the river in front of my house. Are you guys aware of that one? That was a couple of years ago. But it just goes on and on and on. It doesn't stop. It has been unending. I can go on for another half hour giving you specifics, but I mean, what's the point? The property over here in Bunkerville, this one here. So I own the property, but I'm not allowed to use it. What is the deal with that? Like, why can't I put animals there? Why can't I do that? I have put a tremendous amount of time and effort into getting this going. which is camel milk. So we are literally we are starting to import camel milk now from Israel. You're welcome to take a look and pass it along. If you want to open it up and take a swig, you're welcome to do so. And yes, we spell pasteurized wrong. The next one. And by the way, with the Bundys, I've issued a, I've had a lawyer give them a
cease and desist
trespass order.
Oh, yeah.
So that we, like, I will abide by the law 100%, and we will just sequentially work through the steps. But stealing my vehicle, my farm, and it's my wife's vehicle, like, she's bitching. And it makes me miserable. No, I'm serious. Like, I'm, that's.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have title to that farm equipment? I mean, at some point you purchased it from somebody. It didn't just like come to your farm.
No, it says they know the guy who towed it, Seth. He knows. He's been in the vehicle. Seth, who I shouldn't say towed it because that indicates something else. Seth, who took the vehicle, has been in that vehicle when he came to my farm. I had Crescent Hardy working for me a few years back.
Sure.
We put in a brand new irrigation line. It literally ran from where the power line crosses over the river all the way down to the edge of my property. It cost a fortune. I put in a new pump, everything. And the next day, amazingly, I'm sure it's just sheer coincidence, there's a dead steer blocking the intake. And I had Seth charged me to pull the steer out. He's been on my property. He's been in that vehicle. It's 100% BS. Okay, would you please make some effort to deal with that? I'm going to put up fencing. We will document like crazy. I hope not to come back. You're all wonderful people. I hope not to have to come back and relate the negative experience on that. The property over here by the former Biazzi Dairy property, I own it. Is there any reason why I should not be allowed to put animals on that property to do a dairy?
Depends on the zoning, I would
guess. Yeah, that's
the property that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Now we're on to the property that we're talking about right now with the
none of this that you've told us so far has to do with this
correct
item.
Correct. So up to this part up to date has been talking about the property at 2725 River Cliff Road, which is where we operate a zoo. The second property is 1550 or 1500, depending on what the county's registering as. So on that one, we were all, does anybody here know Andy Mumford? I'll give you his phone number. I would encourage any one of you to call him afterwards and ask if I'm telling you it's the truth or not. So last year on July 4th, Andy was ready to start extending the water line on River Cliff Drive Road, what is that? Biazzi Dairy Property, right along the highway. So the permits were issued by everybody, including Nevada Department of Transportation, Clark County Engineers staff drawings from Virgin Valley, everything's good to go. Andy Mumford had the equipment ordered, he had the porta potty on site, he was ready to go starting the Tuesday after the long weekend for the 4th of July. Kevin from Virgin Valley Water District, and I would pay attention because to be blunt and honest, this is gonna cost each one of you guys. If you're a subscriber to Virgin Valley Water District, naughty, naughty. So he called the contractor and told him not to start the job. Why? I don't know, but if you do, we won't hook it up. And they hassled Andy Mumford to the point where Andy said, okay, you get it sorted out, I'll come back in December and do it. By December, he said, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to touch this, you guys are... So that was the first time that Virgin Valley Water said, no, we won't extend... Yes, you have all the permits in, but we're not going to do this. So then the excuse was that even though there was a right of way, we're not allowed to use it. Now we come back the second time, we're farther down the road, and we're still not allowed to use the right of way. So what is that about?
Could we get someone to find out?
Yep.
I'm going to try and find out what you're saying, as long as I can get some context to it. Because I thought in the beginning, I thought you were talking about the property that you were here to talk about, but evidently it's that's a different address, and now we're talking about the address that you're here to talk about. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first with the problems with neighbors is out at Camel Safari, and then this stuff now is the one there at the old Biasi Dairy, the property that's on the agenda.
I've ordered we have sent a no trespass order to Ryan and Cliven, asking them to stay off of my property over there. And then we're going to fence the property and document it all. And they have been working, they have been preventing me from being on my property in a very aggressive manner.
During this time though, you gotta address us, not the audience.
I apologize.
It's just how the laws and rules are, you gotta address us, not them.
They want it all to be our 40, I think.
So what is exactly that you want to do with the property? You're here for a waiver of development standards.
Yes, on the driveway.
So we are doing a minor subdivision application, a parcel split going from 9 parcels to 4. And before we can get that far, there is a rule that private street and access easements greater than 150 feet in length shall have a minimum of 37 feet wide paved road. Our existing driveway that has been there, paved for whatever long length of time, is 24 feet wide, which is still wide enough for 2 cars to go back and forth. The property is fenced, there's not public access to it, and so we're just asking that we're allowed to keep that paved road at 24 feet wide as it stands today.
Okay. So I have a question about 4 parcels, and they're approximately how many acres each? So you see, in here
the total property is approximately 115 acres.
Right.
Which is approximately 100 acres of agricultural land that I would like to use as a dairy if I would be allowed to do so.
So the dairy would overlap these 4 parcels?
The dairy would be on the land that is zoned agricultural and has a large Quonset hut there now. And I have water rights for my other property that the state will allow me to move over and utilize on this property. Then I won't have to fight my neighbors. They've done a horrific amount of damage in the river there. And I think town advisory board or the county should pony up some serious cash, like we're talking 25-50K to rehab the river. We're doing that on grants right now, but there's been some rather significant abuse.
By the cattle or by the people?
By very large equipment in the river.
When you say a dairy at that property, are you talking a cattle dairy or are you talking a camel dairy?
Camel dairy, but there's no difference. I mean, there should be no difference between the two. Right. In the state of Nevada, a camel is considered livestock the same way a cow is.
Sure.
So just because it's a camel should be no reason to say no, forget it.
Now, are you talking, you know, a herd of 15 camels or 200 camels? Like what kind of dairy are you, you know, the size
of
dairy?
What type of a dairy would you like to envision? Like what would be acceptable to you?
I've never even thought of camel milk, to be honest. This is the first time I've ever heard of camel milk, so I don't know.
In North America today, the entire production of camel milk is purchased by the parents of autistic children. 14 of these we're going to sell for $99. And we're second cheapest. I mean, it's people who are lactose intolerant can consume and digest camel milk. It has insulin-producing qualities that survive digestion and has been clinically proven to reduce symptoms of autism in most cases. And if you are interested in going to our website, which is CamillaCamelMilk.com.
And this particular milk comes from Israel?
Yes.
Okay.
We have every clinical trial out there on that website. We're focusing on the science. On our group, we've got a biochemist, a neurosurgeon. Like, we've got some smart guys.
I'm not speaking for Justin, but when he asked, like, how many camels... For me, that's just a curiosity question. I don't know. Because I was going to ask the same thing, like, how many, so... Just out of curiosity.
How many you guys have probably seen a dairy. Oh, how many camels would you have in a dairy? You get a micro dairy with, like, you know, four camels and some hippies. You know, you can have.
That's what we're asking. Kind of what's your, you know, what's your vision? You know, it doesn't, our vision doesn't matter because we're not.
Well, nope. Shitty as this sounds, I'll do what you guys will allow me to do, because that's what this has come to. It's like me literally having to come up to and say, "What will you allow us to do?"
The county has a code according to acreage, how many
animals,
large
per,
animals,
yes,
per acre you can have. I'm sorry I did not bring that with me today, but I do have it and I can make it available to you gentlemen.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
So
that, remember.
Ed Goodhart operates 10,000 cattle pre-pandemic.
What is the size of this parcel that you're going to use?
Yeah, is it one of the four lots that you've subdivided it into? Is it one of those lots? Which lot?
So we want to use the 100, I'm being cute with you guys, but 100 acres is where we want to do the dairy.
Which lot is that? You've got the four lots. Which one are you?
Two.
Lot two. Okay, so it's 92 acres, about 93.
So one of my, if there's a concern here, four lots divided, you want to put a dairy, but, and the county is going to have you go through this, what do you envision putting on each lot besides the dairy? One building, two buildings, five buildings? What is your...
Right now, I don't have to do anything because there's a pond set out on the property. My focus is on the dairy. I want to do a camel dairy. I'm importing milk, and it may or may not be surprising to you that it has been a challenge to import commercially from a war zone. Nonetheless, we're there. It's a high margin item. And our goal is to start producing here and eventually replace what we import with our product here. So my initial focus is on the dairy. If I could find someone that would purchase the rest of the land, I would be cool with that. I want the dairy. And just to be super clear, so that there's zero confusion, I want a dairy over there.
There was a dairy there, so I mean,
well, that's, which
that's
is why,
a huge problem.
But that's why, I mean, that's why can't I do that? So that's why I don't understand why I'm not allowed, why I'm the only guy in Epping County who's not allowed to do this.
So well, with this, with this waiver?
You aren't allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Well, we can't get water. I mean, so my neighbor says they're unwilling to extend the water line for, depending on the week, the reason varies.
So your problems are why you can't do it.
How many reasons have you heard from them?
A couple.
And then now there's coming up with, we found another rule.
But you have not applied to the county to try and do it.
To do what?
We were approved through the county twice.
You were approved.
And through Nevada Department of Transportation. And
but the water district said, sorry.
The water district said, yes.
We're not.
And then the day before construction,
they provide or extend water.
Seems
for any of these plans, did you have to go through the fire department for hydrants and stuff? Because I would figure that they'd have to have enough easement down there on the roads to get their equipment if something did happen. Now, did you have to do any of that with them?
That wasn't one of the requirements.
That wasn't any requirements with them at all? Okay.
It's not that it's not a requirement.
But
they very often don't ask the fire board about it.
Well, again, since...
You need to be able to turn it in.
Yeah, and that would be one of my concerns with down there, having a big facility. Is if something did happen, if there was an accident and they had to get in there, would they be able to turn around? What's in there?
I've gone through this on my own.
It's huge.
Property,
it's a big property.
I think the turning distances, I mean.
So the roads, it doesn't like just dead end, there's a spot for them to turn around and.
I've
got the maps here, but mine
goes,
are small.
So that's the river exit. It goes all the way down, and then this actually comes in a circle.
Okay, so. Oh, on here, I could just see that it went there. Then I was like, all right, what? You know?
Yeah, the reason this is what's paved and then the rest
of
it's dirt.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
Would you give me the list of approvals that you have gotten to go ahead?
For the water line or for?
For anything to do with the dairy.
The part we've been working on is like two separate things. We had the water line extension to the property. We are extending the water line 800 feet from the hydrant down Riverside Road to the corner. What is that? South east corner? Yeah.
And you've gotten approvals from
Nevada Department of Transportation, Clark County, and the Virgin Valley Water District.
Everyone. And I would encourage any one of you to call Andy Mumford and ask him what happened.
I wrote his name down.
I'll give you his phone number. You want his phone number?
Sure.
He won't answer my calls anymore.
Well, my number looks like a telemarketer, so he probably won't answer mine either.
702.
I can leave a message.
378-8303.
378.
And just tell him off the record. Just to tell you honestly what happened off the record.
I can't. And I didn't get the last
one. I'm sorry, sir.
702-378-8303. 8303.
You went to Clark County Conference to plan an office, and as you said, you can extend the water line.
So I'm just going to take this for what it's worth.
Like it's two separate plans.
There's a lot of history here going on for a 24-foot road waiver from 37. So in my head, we need to get to the bottom of a pretty deep hole, and I don't think I'm there yet. So my recommendation for the board is we hold this to another meeting where we can do some research to find out what the bottom of this hole is. Because you're bringing up a lot of stuff that I'm just like, wait a minute, this is just a waiver from 36 or whatever.
So these issues have nothing to do with each other.
Well, then why are we talking about it? That's the thing.
Because I'd like you to step up and get my neighbor to allow me to use my property where my zoo is. And over here, you guys all need to know that you're about to pay, unless you can make something happen with the Virgin Valley Water District. I mean,
so you're saying if you extend 800 feet, we all get to pay for it? I don't want to do that.
No, I think you should talk to Andy Mumford.
That sounds good, and I would like to move that we hold this for another time. Because,
until we can talk to some of these people.
Yeah, so we can get more information.
Just please just wait one moment. Allie has all the details, and if you guys would like us to come back with a lot more information,
no,
sure
we're
we
getting
can,
a lot of information
we can
that has nothing to do with this.
So nothing
to
do with that was on there. So
you want to know how badly I've been screwed over? I would have let it go with this. But if you guys want me, I'll come back and put this all into the record.
Well, I just got to figure out why this is 24 feet is important if there's all these other issues to do with this property. So I think I'd like to find out.
Just expand on that. Please just go. Carry on.
I think I'd like to find out more. That's all I can say about it.
Okay. Fair enough.
My questions about it are, you know, as I received the agenda and reviewed
Allie,
it.
Allie, you need to listen to this.
Thank you.
With everything going on, they can't approve this. They have to wait for more
information. Well, we're not saying we want to approve. I'm just saying I'd like to hold and gather more information. So that means a different meeting than this one.
With this, even if we do approve this tonight, this waiver only lasts for 2 years. Is that going to make their other problems go away? Or in however longer we're going to have to be back here if you can't get that to go? Is solving this road making everything go away? Are you going to be able to get water? All the other stuff that you're having problems with. Because
so
you've only got 2 years. If we approve this,
yes,
we've only got 2 years.
Yes, so you give me a 2-year waiver, I'm okay with that.
Between now and then.
That'll work.
Yeah, it'll work.
My questions about the whole thing are, as I read it, I saw, you know, 4 farm properties, which doesn't sound bad. And the dairy doesn't sound bad either, but I was coming under the assumption that these are going to be personal use farms, small scale, but then when you're saying as many camels as I can fit on this.
No, I never said that. You're putting words in my mouth. I never said that.
You said as much as will allow you.
No.
That's what you said.
We've got the tape, so
yeah.
We can drop the
so
flag and say.
However large this operation is, it could. We don't have any idea how large it is. It could be as large as the county will allow the number of animals.
Yeah.
So when
I can't see us going over 100 camels.
Okay. So my question with the road, I'm the other stuff. I'm not really addressing is the road itself. That's what's on the agenda. Is if it's 24 feet is adequate for the amount of trucks carrying milk and things like that and livestock on that road with potentially 3 other farms or families living down on that property in the future, is 24 feet large enough? And that's what I would, you know, want more information on, because I don't know.
I would like to say that we're advisory, so even if we approve a waiver, doesn't mean the county says, oh, great, Bunkerville said yes. Because then it goes to the county, and the zoning and planning looks at it. They advise to the county commission,
exactly,
who then do what they want in spite of what we do. I'm not saying what we do isn't important, I think it is, because they want to listen to people that are on the ground in the area. But we all on this board have experienced someone going to the county and them saying denied, even when we said, yes, we think that's okay. So I don't want to give you false hope either. Like this,
that's
is,
okay.
This is not a, we say yes, doesn't mean done deal.
No worries.
And I have the information that you've given us tonight. Allie's going to send me copies of the permits.
Perfect.
So when I send in, they call it a rec sheet or a hold sheet, if you guys are going to hold it, I need to know tonight. And I have to tell them why. And I'm going to use all of this information as why. And all of this information is a good reason to hold it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I think
everything,
this is good.
Everything
we have
that's
progress.
Going on is very muddled. They're going to end up listening to this tape and going, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's part
happening.
Of the plan.
Well, I just can't
so that's why
it.
I would really like to see the permits, because
I've been
phoning
the county for help for years. Janice Redondo, I mean, when I said they're on my property and they got guns, her response is, quote unquote, well, what did you think they were going to do? That was before she got fired. But anyhow, no worries, guys.
Yeah.
Is
my
that
hope,
it?
My hope for the next time it's presented is that this particular item is what is discussed rather than a separate property and separate issues, which are important and serious.
Yes.
But as far as we can't, in this
with
setting,
what's
we can't do anything about that. We want to focus on making sure we make a good decision for you
sure.
and the community on this particular issue.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I will do what I can to try and take care of this. I've already talked to Allie about the road and in Clark County, that sign, the sign was on private property. So I'm going through NDOT to see what we have to go through with them to get.
Was that ever replaced in the past 10 years?
The people I talked to have no idea. The people that take the complaints. So at this point, I'm waiting to hear back from NDOT what's going to be done or who I can reach out to.
Okay, fair enough. We good?
Well, we're not good at that. You're going to have to.
Oh, yeah.
You have to either make a motion to hold.
I'll
make
a motion to hold
approve.
Until we can gather more information about the property, etc.
Second.
Okay, moved to hold by Vern Pollock, seconded by Justin Whipple. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so Vernon made the motion for the hold. You agree unanimously?
That's yep.
And it's on the basis of unclear information is my going to be my...
Together.
Like I have
more.
A line to write that on,
yep.
And then I have pages that I can
oh,
write
you're
after
right
that.
Underneath
yeah.
that chart. Well, you'll...
Because I'd like to try and make a little bit of sense of it, rhythm to it, so that they understand why we want to hold it. So, and you'll be notified if they may, because we put in a hold, like they said, does not mean it's going to be held. So if you should check and make sure if you are on the... on the September 3rd agenda for the county.
Gotcha.
I mean, they normally, once we say hold it, but...
We're advisory. So
I've seen them accidentally go by, and then the person goes, well, nobody told me. So I'm just telling you to check
the county agenda.
Yeah.
Any public comment, all right?
Yep.
Any public comment on the item on the agenda? Okay, item 7, general business, there is none. Item 8, comments by the general public on items that are not on the agenda. Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Item 9, next meeting date, August 28th. And this meeting is adjourned.